This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mike Loxley was on Fresh Take here on 105.7 The Fan, Cordell Woodland, Ben Hall, talking about a couple of subjects. And number one, and maybe the most important one is, Lox, what's up with that quarterback competition?
Yeah, you know what? It's still kind of an unknown situation because when you look in, you know, obviously it's been reported about Malik not being full speed throughout the first probably week and a half of camp, and he is, has started practicing again and has taken some reps here in the last three, four practices. And so we're still in that phase of competing. We got another big scrimmage on Saturday here to be able to evaluate the players in our program. Justin Martin, who we brought in from UCLA, obviously the veteran of the group. And you can see that obviously with the new system and the things we're doing, he has the skill set to operate it, but the guy that's kind of jumped out and I've been really happy with as well is Christian Martin.
Christian Martin, redshirt freshman, who may get the call against Florida Atlantic. And then Martin, UCLA transfer, of course, coming from, well, now the Big Ten. Malik Washington, ballyhooed, maybe the most ballyhooed quarterback recruit Maryland's had since, what, Jeremy Ricker going back a bazillion years ago, or Jordan Steffi. Unless if I'm forgetting someone, help me out here, everybody. Maryland fans, reports at 583-1057. But if Washington can go, why not go three in a row? FAU, Northern Illinois, and then Towson, of course, before you hit the road for Wisconsin. I mean, they're looking at the schedule. Probably going to be the only three games Maryland's favored to win this year. Go to Wisconsin, you host Washington, you host Nebraska, go to UCLA, you host Indiana, ranked for now, at Rutgers, at Illinois, who could be the Illinois might be the Indiana of this year's Big Ten, Michigan and Michigan State.
The thing with Malik would be, you know, if he's missed so much time, you know, he's going to have Bob. If he's not playing in the scrimmage on tomorrow, I guess I don't. You know, he's not going to have any game action prior going into the game. Right. So that would be kind of detrimental for him and for the team.
And I love Mike Loxley saying reports are that he hasn't practiced.
Yeah.
He didn't come right out and say it. But, man, it's mind-boggling to me. And I love Maryland football. I don't want to go on this one again. Since Randy White, as we said, was the AP all-time first-team All-American team, 100th anniversary. I watched Randy White at Maryland when I was like 8, 9 years old. Bob Avellini and Lewis Carter and all these guys. Give media the access so we could, you know, there's no stories in papers. We are not really talking about them because we don't know anything. I know he said at the Big Ten Media Day he had no clue what he's working with, basically, in regards to expectations, a year after saying this is the most talented team he's had at Maryland and had the worst record, quite frankly. But I would just say, if I'm suggesting things, you know, we don't have to be there up their ass every minute of every practice, but let them eat. When we went out there in 2019, remember, pre-COVID, me, you, and Landlin, pre-Nolan, you got to watch a half-hour practice.
Yes.
Now it's like you need a drone or the National Enquirer to fly a helicopter over to get some sort of intel.
Bob, when I was the team. When I was coaching at Minnesota and at Notre Dame, media were at practice all day long. Both at Notre Dame, I mean, we had a beat writer from Detroit, Indianapolis, a couple from Chicago, South Bend. You know, there was probably 8 to 10 people out there all day, every day.
Yeah.
You know, so like when we weren't allowed, you know, when we had to broadcast from the side when they're practicing over there, just kind of surprises me a little bit. It's more like kind of like the NFL in season. I mean, even at the Ravens, the media can go during two-a-days and stuff, you know?
Sure, no doubt. Another thing that's been going on during Mike Loxley's tenure is a lot of turnover.
Oh, yes.
In the coaching staff. And here's Coach Loxley talking about the impact that that has, almost semi-annual stuff.
You know, I learned from Coach Saban that anytime you lose staff members or you have to replace staff members, it's almost like putting a puzzle together and that each piece has to fit perfectly into a area to create the picture of the puzzle. And I can tell you, I was really intentional about the pieces we brought in this year. When you think of the new landscape, there's a league that plays on Sundays that deals with turnover on roster, that deals with having to create a team for each year instead of necessarily developing one that, you know, over 2, 3, 4 years. And that's the NFL. And I can tell you, I went to the NFL to hire Pep Hamilton and to bring in Hal Hunter and to bring in Ted Monachino.
Yeah, the thing about it is, you know, I mean, you bring in those guys, which is cool, but why every year are you firing dudes? You know, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, and bringing in pro guys, you know, that's all good, but better have some guys that can recruit and do all those things too. You know, Hal Hunter, Hal was the head coach at SC, if I'm not mistaken. I knew his dad. You know, his dad was O-line coach, Cleveland Browns. You know, and Hal's been an O-line coach. And Ted, however you say his last, he was at the Ravens.
Yes,
he was at the Ravens. So, I mean, yeah, they've got some NFL-type coaches, but they need to get some NFL-type players.
Terps open their season August 30th, Saturday at noon against Florida Atlantic. I say look ahead to Nolan Ray being a significant contributor running the football, and then Dorian Fleming, the tight end. Couple of dudes to keep your eye on. And there is talent on defense, but as usual, Maryland's offensive line, it's like, what the hell, man?
And if you got no old line, I mean, you can't run and you can't throw. And then you know what? If your defense is good, but the problem is they're on the field all the time. And by the end of the season, they're worn out, or you're getting a lot of guys hurt on defense because they got to play all the time.
When we come back, we'll shift to the Ravens with Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, tomorrow taking on the Cowboys. Baltimore is preseason game number 2. If there's a problem depth-wise in Baltimore, where is it? Jonas will talk about that and some of the standouts. Speaking of terms, Corey Bullock, whip around length 15, and then Mike Sando from The Athletic will talk about this quarterback tier thing going on that website. Lamar Jackson has finally broken through, and Mike will explain what the protocol is to even reach that tier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.